Okay, so here we are to elaborate on the exact rational explanation that a devotional chant or devotional hymn adds to itself. What devotional essentially is that it's nothing but pure desire. It's desire that goes beyond the selfish bounds of the self-identifying ego and the instinctive baser context of it. It is pure desire to simply acquire a kind of energy from a deity that represents that specific form of energy. So when we actually say that a person is devoted in his entirety to something else, what we actually mean is that a person completely takes the self out of the equation and is completely focused towards the thing that is in that his devotion is towards, actually. Like, he's completely focused to the deity. So what this actually does is that this forms a kind of connection between the deity and the devotee. Because you see that desire in itself is like a form of energy. Desire which emanates in the form of thoughts, emanates in the form of energy pulses through the human body. And these energy pulses that are continuously beamed through in the cosmic energy flux, they in turn have the power to attract the relevant energy frequencies from the deity itself. So what actually essentially happens is that when a devotee he devotes his time and he devotes his energy and he devotes all his pent up desire towards acquiring something tangible from the deity in question, all the energy frequencies of the deity start resonating with the energy frequencies of the devotee. Like, essentially it creates a vibration field around the devotee in which the relevant energy frequencies within the devotee start gaining resonance. What this essentially accomplishes is that the devotee gets more and more of energy from the deity. The deity itself represents a specific form of energy, and the devotee which is aspiring to that specific deity is aspiring because it needs in its own energy flux that specific form of energy. So when the devotee essentially does this, through the sheer power of devotion, through the sheer power of desire and the transmitting and the receiving of energy frequencies that is continuously going on in the case of any individual, the devotee in the end ends up acquiring a lot of energy from the deity in question. So essentially when, for example, if I devote myself to my master, what this essentially accomplishes is that I tend to get all the qualities that are possessed by my master, because I tend to forget myself in the process of devoting myself to my master. Like, the self is completely ablated in this equation. And when you devote yourself to something that is superior to you, you end up becoming that thing. Isn't that what love is all about? Like, you love someone with all your heart, in the end you see that you are becoming that person. Devotion is something like that. Devotion is pure love, pure and unadulterated love at its best. What this generally accomplishes is that it tremendously increases the potential of the devotee in his quest, in his lofty quest of enlightenment and his lofty quest of gaining salvation from this redundant and recursive lifestyle that is epitomized by the human existence. This is what it accomplishes.